101.3 FM, WBNY, Buffalo's original alternative for over 27 years, brought to you by the Mandatory Student Activity Fee. This is the local show, and we're not doing the glorified rehearsal today, but we have the Jim Crean Band here live in the studio for an interview, and we're going to play some new tracks from you guys.
Absolutely.
Yes, we're excited about new songs on the local show. So, how have you guys been? You came in for an interview a little while ago, and what's going on with the new tracks?
We've just been in the studio, you know, doing the record, which we're pretty happy with so far. We've also been, you know, we did a couple shows just to kind of promote the new songs, so that's been pretty good. And we've since got a new guitar player.
So, oh, you did?
Yeah, he's his name's Steve Perry. Stephen Perry. He used to be in a band called Vale, which is real popular around Buffalo. So he's doing a great job. Me and him are writing songs together, and me, him, and Kyle. And it's going great. We're real happy with it.
Cool, right. Cool.
So you're Jim Crean of the Jim Crean Band, I believe?
Yep.
So you're like the center of it?
I am the center.
He's the band.
He's the Eddie Van Halen of that band.
I guess.
So what do you do for the band exactly?
I'm the lead vocalist and guitar player, and I write all the songs, and, you know, I'm the namesake, I guess.
All right. And who did you bring with you along?
This is our drummer, Colleen.
Hey, what's up?
She's, me and her decided to make the interview today and play our new songs for you.
Cool, cool. So, do you just want to jump right into the songs? What's the first one on this?
I think you're going to be playing Hollywood Rockstar. That's the song. That song there I wrote and went out while I was in L.A. And it's kind of about the whole music scene in Los Angeles, how exciting it is, and it's pretty cool.
This is how you want to be a Hollywood rock star.
That's it.
Well, this is Hollywood Rock Star, new tune from the Jim Crean Band here on the local show on WBNY 91.3 FM.
Yeah.
91.3 FM WBNY, Buffalo's original alternative for over 27 years, and we are here with the Jim Green Band live in the studio. And that song is Hollywood Rockstar, right?
Right on.
All
right.
So, what was that? What was that tune about?
Well, it's about the whole music scene in Los Angeles. You know, if you notice, a lot of the references were to the certain clubs that you would play when you're out there, and just the whole scene of just trying to make it as a musician, how tough it is, and when you finally do, it's sometimes not that gratifying.
Cool. So do you find it tougher in Buffalo? You said that you played out there.
Yeah.
What do you think about playing in Buffalo and, you know, being from here?
Well, Buffalo's really hard because, I mean, it's funny because when you play out of town, you are a star. You're a rock star. They treat you great. And then when you come to your own hometown, it's kind of humbling because I just noticed that, you know, they kind of take you for granted. You know, you're a local guy, so it's like, I can always go see this guy. But when you play out of town, it just seems like they appreciate it more. But Buffalo does have a great music scene, so, you know.
Cool. So speaking of playing out, are there any shows that you guys have coming up or anything like that?
You know, I'm in that band Metalworks, where we play pretty much every weekend, so that band keeps me busy. With the original band, the Jim Crean Band, what we're doing right now is we're just focusing on doing the record. That's our priority number one, is getting that record happening. So we're getting that out, and then we're going to just start showcasing with the record, doing a lot of shows that way. So we decided to kind of take a break from playing live and really just focus on getting this record recorded. So,
all right. So how long has Jim Crean, the Jim Crean Band, been in creation? Maybe not this lineup, but when did you start
this version
of the band?
Well, let's see. The band actually, believe it or not, started in the early 90s. I had a band called the Jim Crean Band, about four different versions of it throughout that time frame. I did a record. This would be my third solo record. Well, they call them CDs now, I guess, but this is our third CD coming up. You know, I'm dating myself. But this would be my third CD coming out here. I did two other ones with Phil Narro, used to be in Talis, Peter Criss Band and whatnot. And me and him actually wrote a bunch of new songs, and we're working on another record together as well, so that's going to be coming out as well. And but this band, we've been together, this lineup's been together about six, seven months, and we've just been working on songs. If you notice, they're a little bit more heavier style. I brought a couple of my other recordings from that I did with Phil too. I'll be playing later on the show.
All right. Cool, so if people want to hear your stuff or see any info about you guys, you got a website people can check out? Or
we do. It's
jimcrean.net.
That's easy enough.
It is. It's spelled C-R-E-A-N, and that's jimcrean.net. It's pretty informed on there, all their dates, everything that's happening, you know. My endorsements and all that neat stuff are on there. So,
all right.
Cool. So I just heard you say endorsements. Do you guys have like any sort of merchandise, any shirts or anything like that?
Yeah, we have all that. Yep, we have all that. You can get T-shirts and you can get the CDs, my past couple CDs on there and all that neat stuff. Just go to the website. There's a lot of cool stuff on there you can check out.
Awesome. And this is the local show, 91.3 FM, WBMY, and you are listening to the Jim Crean Band. And we're not doing the Glorify rehearsal tonight, but we have them in for an interview, and they brought us new songs. So that's just as good. We love new music here on the local show. So what's the second song?
I believe, good question. I think it's going to be Over Our Heads. I think that's the one that's next on the CD that we brought in. That's kind of a political song. It's just about how crazy the world has become, you know. So it's kind of, hopefully we can turn things around that way.
So when you do write songs, what's your sort of process? Do you write the music first and then try to fit lyrics to it, or do you have like an idea and then you try to have the music match the way that you feel in the song?
Very good question. For many years, I used to write all the lyrics and have it all mapped out how I wanted it, and then I'd sit down with the guitar and try and write it that way. Then I decided, you know what, it's just too hard to do that, you know what I mean? So now I do the music first, and then I write the lyrics and the idea and the melody after that. And, you know, and I really don't sit down with the guitar and say, okay, I'm going to write a song about this. It just kind of comes to me when I'm doing it. So I really never have anything really, you know, set in stone how I'm going to write. It just kind of comes out. And I think those are my best songs that way when that happens.
Awesome. Awesome. So this one is entitled Over Our Heads.
Yep.
And this is sort of a political tune, you said, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's more about opening your eyes about the environment and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not really political myself, and I'm not trying to preach anything on anybody, but it's just it common sense. There's a lot of common sense in this song, you know.
All right. Well, you're listening to the Jim Cream Band here on 91.3 FM, WBNY, the local show. FM, WBNY, Buffalo's original alternative for over 27 years, and this is the glorified interview today. This is the local show, and we have the Jim Cream Band live in the studio, and we're talking to them, and we're listening to some new music from them. So, you said that you were going to take a little break from some of your live shows, but Again, for those who didn't hear, where can we listen to your music?
You can go on our website. It's jimcrean.net. You know, a lot of my stuff's on there. We're going to be doing, you know, shows like this. We're actually going to play live. We're back here in July 1st, to do a live set. And the record will be out by then. So, you know, I think that'll be a good fit for us. We can promote the record that way, and you'll be able to get copies through you guys, you know.
Yes, we will be supporting you, and we're anxiously waiting for
absolutely
that new record to come out.
We appreciate it.
Right, Greg? Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys do a good job.
What's this next song that you guys have?
This one here is called, I think it's called Miss Me. It's a somewhat of a power ballad. It's a song that's basically about, you know, losing something and then wishing you still had it back, you know.
It's like one of those 80s power ballads? Or?
It is. It's just like...
kind of an arrogant song.
Yes.
Like Jafria. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm so excited. We've been listening to, like, all kinds of stuff today. I think somebody was playing Faith No More earlier.
Right,
and then...
right.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we have a real 80s vein sound, obviously, as you can tell. I mean, that's what we're, you know, I've been doing for years anyways. And the music's starting to come back around, so I think it's kind of a neat time to do these songs, you know.
Yeah, who's going to bring the comeback if you don't bring it? You have to do it.
It's me.
It's up to you.
It's all on my shoulders.
It's all on the Jim Crean Band.
It is.
To the Jim Crean Band to bring it back.
That's it.
So what are some of your influences?
70s rock, mostly 80s rock. You know, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith is a big influence of mine. Phil Nauro, who's a good friend of mine.
Bon Jovi?
You know, no.
Every time I have like a sort of 80s kind of band,
yeah,
and I say Bon Jovi, they always get like really offended. Like,
I'm not offended, but I mean, he was out the same time I was out, so it was like I can't really cite him as an influence. I appreciate him, and I think he's amazing. But if you're talking influences, definitely someone like Steven Tyler. I mean, I know I was like 12, 13, and I just remember looking at Aerosmith album covers and going, God, that would be so cool to do that, you know. So that to me is someone who would influence you, you know. And like my buddy Phil, he's influenced me, and Robin Zander from Cheap Trick. So those three guys I really cite as my big influences.
What about you? What are some of your influences?
Well, last time I told you Tommy Lee, I got yelled at. you know, I'm not a technical drummer. I just, you know, I love to play, keep the beat going and just have fun. And, you know, that's pretty much how Tommy Lee plays. He does what he wants, you know. You got to feel it. And if you feel it and it feels right, it's probably right, you know. So...
cool. Right. You know, from being a drummer myself, I know exactly what you mean. Like, I never had a whole lot of influences like all these guys. I never played like them or got all the books or got all the DVDs and watched all that stuff. It was like, I could just keep time with the guitarist and the bassist. That's
right.
Pretty much how it goes.
Gotta kind of be your own person and you feel it.
Cool,
you know?
Cool. All right, so this next tune is called Miss Me?
Yeah.
Power ballad.
Yes.
The 80s power ballad.
I'm so excited.
And honestly, it is probably like an 80s. I guess you would classify it as an 80s sounding power ballad.
And I'm more than excited for this one.
Yeah, they're cool. I mean, every album had to have one, you know, so.
Right now, like, it's lucky if you do get one, so whenever you do, everybody's really excited about them.
Cool.
All the time.
Like us.
Good.
Like we are. So,
awesome.
So we'll get right into it.
Awesome.
Here you go. It sounds something like this. Yeah. 91.3 FM, WBNY, Buffalo's original alternative, and we are in the studio with the Jim Crean Band, and that was a killer solo at the end of that song.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an awesome solo.
Yep.
Who played that solo? Who else is in the band?
Well, currently, like I said, the guitar player now is Stephen Perry from Vail. Mm-hmm. I got Colleen on drums, obviously. Me on vocals and rhythm guitar, and we still have Chris on bass. So,
cool. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's going good. Like I said, we're constantly writing songs, but we're in the studio recording them as well. So, you know, we want to get about 15 songs on the CD. So,
all right. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna get into some tougher questions.
Sure.
Some of the tougher questions.
Uh-oh.
Stop giving me that look. I'm not gonna hurt them. He's looking at me like, what do you have up your sleeve for these guys? What's one of your favorite venues around Buffalo to play at?
Well, it used to be a club called Rock and Roll Heaven. My band, my tribute band that I'm in called Metalworks, we used to play there every Friday night for about four years. So, you know, that was the big club. But I have to say now it's a club called Rain. It's an amazing club. We're playing there the 27th. Mm-hmm. And also, Club Infinity is a real good club, too. I noticed that you got a thing here with the Ataris. They're playing there. And
yeah. We're just talking about that, too.
Yeah, I see that there. And they're great. The Ataris are great. Great new band. I wouldn't really even say they're new. They've been around for about 9 years, 9, 10 years. But, but we're there. We're actually there on Friday, too, at Infinity. So.
Cool.
You can come see me play. We do, Colleen comes up and sits in on a couple songs with us, so, you know, you'll get to kind of get a vibe of what's going on with that, so, and that's next Friday at Infinity.
Awesome. So you said that you write the songs solely by yourself, or how does the group come into?
Yeah, I mean, the record's pretty much written. I've been writing these songs for about, you know, some of these songs are 4 or 5 years old. And I just kind of made different incarnations of them until I, you know, completed them. So I've been writing the songs, and the last 6 months or so, me and Kyle, we've been jamming them and just kind of getting them perfect. So I guess we've both been writing the songs. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, I'm doing all the writing. But now that, like I said, now that I have Steve in the band, me and him decided that we're going to sit down and really come up with a cool, kind of cool vibe. We're kind of New York Dolls style, so...
Cool. So, what's your sort of practice setting? Like, do you just solely bring in the song, or if somebody has an idea, like, to change a part or something like that, or?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like you just said, I have the whole song, I bring it down to rehearsal, and then if things aren't gelling the right way, you know, someone will maybe change a part or so. And we'll change a bridge or whatnot, but for the most part, you know, I bring the songs down and then we just work on them that way. And that's how all these songs have been coming together pretty much. I just get an idea. I have a home studio at my house.
Right.
So my whole basement's converted into a professional studio. So when I get an idea, I mean, it could be 3 a.m, I can get an idea and I run downstairs and then I'm recording till, you know, 6 a.m. It happens more often than not that way.
Yeah, he's in the middle of, you know, eating popcorn and, got an idea. That's it, he's gone.
Then she don't see me.
I'll see him the rest of the night.
She don't see me with the kids. Where's Dad? You know, I'm downstairs recording. I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, and that's the luxury of having a really nice studio at my house. I can go downstairs and you know, get professional quality. I can go downstairs and actually record it and then get a real good idea of how it would sound going into a studio. So,
Awesome.
I'm fortunate enough to have that.
So do you get the ideas from eating popcorn sometimes?
You know what? My ideas, I get them everywhere. Driving down the street, I get an idea. It's crazy. You know, the cool thing about it is, especially this record anyways, there's no genre. It's kind of like some of the songs are so different than the next and so different topics, and it's something that I find myself, you know, I used to be real pigeonholed for writing songs that are like love songs and a lot of love songs. And now I decided to kind of just write about everything, you know, whatever comes to mind. So, and that's how this record's really coming out. There's really, you know, no set style or sound or anything like that. you know, the influences are there, but for the most part, the sound, the songs, some are really totally different than the next one.
That's awesome. You just got to switch it up every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are long gone are the days where, like, you'll get buy an AC/DC record. We were just talking about this the other day. You get an AC/DC record, and every song sounds the same, so you listen to one song, and you pretty much hit the whole record. Not that that's a bad thing, because they're an amazing band, but, you know, I think nowadays people want to be, you know, entertained, constantly entertained, song after song, to capture them, you know?
So do you find a hard time writing music now as opposed to when you started writing out, or is it different?
Yeah.
I don't, for lack of a better term, do you find yourself almost selling out to a new crowd?
Yes. I wouldn't use the word selling out because, I mean, when I write a song, I write it. If I like it, you know, hopefully everybody else likes it. You know, I don't try and write a song that, oh, will they like it? I hate it, but will they like it? I don't write like that. I write if it feels right, I'll put it out. But yeah, I mean, years ago it was a lot easier writing songs just because the scene that you were wrapped up in, you know, everybody was the same way. So when you wrote a song, everybody kind of understood it. Now you're kind of writing songs and you got to almost explain it, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Songs nowadays are more songs that are deeper. I think songs are deeper nowadays than they were back, you know, even 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Songs back then were, you can kind of pretty much put anything out.
If it rhymed, it worked.
If it's about partying and all that stuff. I mean,
The breakups.
I mean, you know, back then you write about partying and having a good time. I mean, me and Colleen drink water. We don't even drink alcohol. I mean, I'm far from a party guy, so I can't be writing songs about partying all night, you know, because I'm in bed by 10 o'clock.
So
now it's more about songs, you know, like that last one you heard about, just kind of like looking back on your life and saying, God, you know, I missed that or whatever. Or the one before that was more or less about, you know, how crazy things are in the world. And, you know, that's kind of where my music career has taken me. I'm kind of past all that silliness of writing songs, and now it's a little bit more deeper. I definitely feel that way.
All right, so what's this last tune about?
Well, that song there is called Snakes and Ladders, and that's funny you even brought that up, because it's kind of about my whole 30 years of being a musician. It's about climbing your way up a corporate ladder. What I mean by that is, you know, you have record deals in place, and in the music business, it's such a crazy world. How can I describe it to someone that had never even been around it? You're promised everything by everybody in the music world.
Yes.
Everybody promises you. I mean, I've done showcases for A&R guys, and they're like, you are signed, sealed, and delivered. You're going to be a millionaire. You're going to be a rock star, you know, all this stuff. And then two months later, you know, the record company's closed, you know. And it's just, that's how things have been throughout the whole music career. I mean, my music career, and a lot of my friends who are in it and that have been successful at it. You know, it's just a tough business to be in. And this song really sums it up the best I could, how, you know, it's so cutthroat, but yet so rewarding at times. You know, when you're on that stage and playing in front of a couple thousand people or whatever, and they're adoring you, then it's rewarding. So it's a double-edged sword, you know, and this song is kind of about that, you know. Dealing with that.
Awesome. You're listening to 91.3 FM WBNY, Buffalo's original alternative for over 27 years, brought to you by the mandatory student activity fee here at Buffalo State College. And we are interviewing the Jim Crean Band here, and we're just going to get into some more music. And this one's called Snakes and Ladders.
Yep.
All right. Corporate America.
Your friendship that you've broken down. Now they see that they're using you. Through with you. Yes, nation ladder, coffee backstabber. God only knows where you're going to. Nation ladder, coffee backstabber. Friend that I thought that I had in you. Had in you. Through with you. I had it with you.
.3 FM WBNY, Buffalo's original alternative for over 27 years. This is the local show featuring the Jim Crean Band live in the studio, interviewing them, and we're listening to some new music from these guys. So, are you ready for some more tough questions?
I am.
Bring it on.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure you're ready for this?
I'm good, yeah.
Okay, okay. This is a good question because it's a story question. We love stories here.
Awesome.
What's one of the most interesting things that you guys have seen at one of your shows?
Interesting. Every week is a different, I play so much. I mean, I've done so many shows, it's hard to pinpoint one. But let's see. That's a fun one. I guess... drunk girls falling in front of the stage, falling off the stage. That's always a treat.
Wait, off the stage?
Yeah, you know, they come up, we're doing songs, they come up, they grab my scarves, and that happened a couple months ago when we were playing at Mickey Rat's. One girl was up on stage, had my scarves, and kind of fell right off the stage.
Whacked it with a belt.
Oh, that was another good one, yeah. I'm in the middle of singing a ballad, and what'd she do?
Took a belt and... whacked you across the back.
Yeah. took her belt off and, like, I'm singing.
She was in a high note. He went, ow!
Yeah. So, I mean, and for doing this for so long, I mean, there's so many. I mean, when we used to travel a lot, you'd go to some cities that were pretty wild, you know, especially in Canada. Some of the people out there get pretty wild. So, yeah, there's so many different things, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So now I'm a little bit curious, like a lot of our listeners probably are. What is the Jim Crean Band look like live?
Pretty exciting, pretty energetic. You know, she's an animal behind the drums. She's so quiet now, but we get her behind the drums, she's wild. She's smashing them cymbals. And you know, we got a real good chemistry with Steve. Me and Steve have a real good chemistry now. It's kind of like a Aerosmith vibe going on there. between Perry and Tyler type thing. So that's pretty cool. And, you know, we dress up and we put on a big show, you know.
Jim plays guitar and sings you know, a lot of the songs. And
something I don't normally do. And with this band, I'm playing a lot of guitar. So that's cool. And that's a good challenge for me because for so long I didn't do that. You know, I always just wrote songs on my guitar, and now I'm actually playing live. So it's a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun with this band.
Cool. So why is it that you didn't play before when you would write the songs? Like, why wouldn't you play them live?
Because I used to just focus on my singing and just, you know, putting on a show, being a front man, you know, that type of thing. And then when we did this, since I wrote all the songs, it just felt that I should kind of be playing on them as well to get that same vibe, you know, that I come across, you know, because everybody plays songs differently when you bring a song in, especially an original. When you bring a song in, the songs are so true to you and so dear to you that you kind of almost want them to sound like that. So then, you know, then it kind of chained me to my guitar. But now that we got Steve, I got to be honest with you, he's coming in with so many cool things. I'm going to be cutting back on the guitar a lot and just focusing back on vocals and kind of being a front man again. And I think that's what this the only thing that this band's lacking. But we have a lot of energy up on stage, and it's a lot of fun, you know.
Awesome. So you said that you wanted to play two different songs from an older CD.
Yeah.
And we have it right here.
Awesome.
Elegance, Excess, and Decadence.
Yeah. Oh, you have the. That's the second CD.
Yes, it's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I did that up in Toronto at Wellesley Studio with Steve Major. He produced it. He's done a lot of big bands. You know, he's worked with a lot of famous people, actually. And Phil Nero produced it as well and sings backgrounds on it. Me and Phil wrote these songs together. We co-wrote them. And these are real cool. It's good songs, you know. I'm real proud of this record.
All right, so the song that you wanted to play, the first one that you wanted to play is Colleen.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yep, and it was written about Colleen sitting next to me.
Awesome.
She inspired, well, she's, it wasn't per se written about her, but she inspired the whole thing to happen, so.
Oh, she just lit up like a Christmas tree. I wish you guys could all see this. Every time she blushes, I'm pretty sure.
It's
turning pink.
This used to be her favorite song, and then now
she
always says.
Why wouldn't it be your favorite song?
Yeah,
it's my favorite song.
It's a great song. I got to be honest with you. I'm real proud of the song. Me and Phil and I wrote this song, and, you know, we were both really happy with the way it came out. I think Steve did a great job producing. Well, Steve and Phil did a great job producing it, and I have some pretty good musicians playing on this. I have Kim Mitchell's drummer playing on it. Guys that played with Coney Hatch are on it. So, I mean, there's some pretty good name guys on the CD. So,
Jim doesn't know, but I'm writing one called Jim.
Great. I can't imagine what that's going to be about.
Oh, man. It's just going to be a drum solo.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's just going to be angry.
Just her smashing the cymbals.
A little bit of cowbell.
just throwing the cymbals through the bass drum, and that's going to be the whole song.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I like it. I like it. I'm excited for that. Forthcoming, the Jim song.
Yeah.
But this one is entitled Colleen off of Elegance, Excess, Excess and Decadence.
And you can get that CD on my website as well. You know, the whole thing.
Jimcrean.net.
Jimcrean.net.
And I meant to tell this too. Last time we were in here, the last interview that you guys did, which was just awesome, by the way. You guys touched on a lot. You were a great interviewer, so you did a great job.
Oh, yeah, I did do that.
You did, and you did a great job. And I posted that on our website. You did such a cool job, I put it on our website. So
yes.
I thought that was real cool.
Let's put this one on there too.
I will. So you guys can listen and can. You know, if you missed a little bit, you can go on my website. Jim Crean, what?
.net.
There you go.
Simple. Simple. And if you can't remember that, then just Google it. And
that's
I'm pretty sure you will find it. It's like the first link anyway.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to find. But this one is entitled Colleen, and we're just going to get right into the music.
Going out of my mind, sitting here trying to find the right words to say. They say that love is blind,
up your eyes to find that I'll be here today. We got so many things in common. It's like we were meant to be. I wish I had told you so long ago. Fate brought you back to me. Gotta find a way to make you mine. Wanna tell the world what I'm feeling inside. Wanna scream out loud, she's with me. You're my destiny. Don't waste no more time. Until I know your love is mine. Don't you give up hope and your dreams of me. When you think of making love, girl, is it my face that you see? So caught up in the moment, close your eyes and think of me.
Colleen by the Jim Crean Band here in the studio with us for the WBNY local show about somebody right here with us. And that's off your older release that is available for people to get online somewhere?
Right on our website. You can get that at jimcrean.net.
Very easy enough.
Yeah.
And you got shows coming up. Maybe people will hear these tunes. Do you want to recap that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the tribute band Metalworks, and we play every weekend, so I got a bunch of stuff happening with that. This Saturday we're at Mulligan's in Orchard Park. Next Friday we're at Infinity in Clearance. And then Saturday we're at Club Brain. And where's that? West Seneca. So, right. You know, and all that's on our website. All our dates are on there. There's a whole section for dates.
Is that all on the Jim Crean website?
Yeah.
All right. Easy enough. JimCrean.net.
Yep.
I got that down.
Awesome. Well, go on it. Leave a post. Feel free to leave a, you know, there's a comment section. Let us know what you think. If you got any song ideas or whatnot, you know,
right.
Feel free to go on there.
And if anybody out there wants to help you guys out or figure anything out with you guys, would they just go on the website?
Absolutely.
You got contact info? Or?
Yep. You can email us and all that good stuff's on there. And it's, you know, there's someone that actually handles our website for us and she actually does all that, so she makes sure she lets us know everything that's going on when you guys send us stuff, you know.
Very cool. So that's easy enough.
Yeah, it's good. And like I said, the new record's coming out. We're diligently writing songs for that and going to hopefully have that out by the next time. We'll definitely have it out by the next time we come back here. What is it, July 1st, right?
True.
We decided
somewhere around there.
Awesome. We'll be
here.
We're
going to have to look that up.
We'll be here live July 1st.
Yep. July 1st around 9:30 p.m.
Perfect.
You guys will be back doing the live performance because you couldn't do the live tonight.
Yeah, circumstances arose that we couldn't do it live tonight. So, but we decided to come in. And
yeah, which works.
Yeah.
And we got new stuff.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to really play some new stuff, see what you guys think, and kind of get it out there. And the stuff I've been playing before, the song Colleen, is just rough stuff. We didn't mix that or anything like that, you know. Actually, we're going to be going into a new studio and re-recording all that, everything. So,
all right.
With the new band, with the new lineup.
You're hoping to have all that out by July coming up?
Definitely. We're going to definitely have the album packaged and mastered and mixed, mastered and packaged by July.
Easy enough. Very cool then. And all that info's up online, jimcrean.net, for the Jim Crean Band here in the studio with us. You guys got any shout-outs? Any last words you want to get out to Radioland?
Just make sure you go on the website and support the band. You know, I want to thank Nightlife Magazine for supporting us, BC Rich Guitars, for endorsing me. Who else?
WBNY.
Of course, you guys. You guys have been great. Honestly, all kidding aside, you guys have been great to us. You've had us on a few times, and when I talked to Greg here earlier, it's like, you know, sky's the limit. So I really appreciate you guys supporting us and
you're very welcome
and going behind us.
Exposure and
yeah, absolutely.
And, love coming here. Thank you.
It is great. You guys,
thanks
do a
so
good
much
thing
for coming here. In. You we love having thing. You.
Awesome.
All right, you got any last words before we get into a last song from you guys? You want to get out?
Make sure you go on the website and check us out. Definitely go see us live because that's the experience that you want to see. And make sure you get the CD when it comes out.
And we'll be back here July 1st.
July 1st, definitely. Yeah.
You got any, when's the next show coming up that you guys will be playing this music? Do you have anything planned?
We were actually going to do next Friday, but then we decided that we wanted to hold off until the record actually comes out. I think that we'd rather have the product in your hands so that you can take it home that night and go, okay, I like that song live, and then you get it home and you go, God, no, I love the song, you know. So that's kind of what we're going to do with it. We're going to do a big premiere of the new lineup and do it the right way. I mean, we did a handful of shows prior to this, and it just seemed like we kind of rushed it a little bit. And the response was great. The crowd response was great, and all that. But I think this time we're gonna do it the right way and just come out. Like I said, we got a phenomenal guitar player, Steven from Val. So you guys will be real happy when you see the new product. So
definitely, be prepping it up this whole time till it comes up.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of newspaper. You know, we're gonna be in the paper and Nightlife Magazine and whatnot. They'll be promoting us, and then when it comes out, it'll be a big bang. You know, so.
All right, so we'll just wait for you guys to bang in the scene here.
Awesome.
All right, we got one last song from you guys off of your latest release, The Excess and Decadence.
Yep, that's the second. My second CD, sure.
And this one is called Past Tense?
Yeah, it's a song Phil Narro and myself wrote this one as well. And Johnny Angel, he wrote this with us. He's a good friend of mine too, Johnny Scaglione. So the three of us wrote this song many years ago, to be honest with you. And it never seen the light of day. And it was supposed to be going to be on a Talus record, and then Talus broke up. So then we decided, Phil and I kind of rewrote the whole thing and restructured it. And it's a really good song. I'm real happy with this song as well. So check it out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, the Jim Crean Band.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Here in the studio with us for the WBNY Local Show.